This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as many of you heard, it looks like Nancy Pelosi is going to be stepping down. I think she has tenured out her term. I thought she was allowed to keep running as long as she wanted to. But I guess when Democrats were getting control in the House in 2018, 16 party members signed a letter expressing opposition to her ascension to the speakership. And I think what she had done was come to an agreement in 2018 that she would cut it off after 4 years. And so at the end of 2022, she would be done. And so then she got her support. So now she has to leave. If not, there could be some major drama. So Pelosi had led the House Democratic Caucus since 2003. She had previously served as Speaker from 2007 to 2011. She has been a very formidable politician and has been able to get, I guess, her party in line on multiple things. And she has probably been one of the most effective female politicians out there. It just, obviously, she's made a lot of enemies. She's made a lot of moves that have been extremely controversial. And so I think a lot of people are can't wait for her to leave, especially within her own party. And so as we see Hakeem Jeffries, who is, let me get his proper House Democratic Caucus chair, looks like he is going to be the favorite to succeed Pelosi. It is really interesting to see this push that we're going to now see in terms of younger people coming into office. She's, I think, 80. How old is she? Is she 81? I think she's about 81. And when you look at Joe Biden, when you look at Pelosi, when you look at Fauci, you know, even Trump, you know, we've had a very seasoned array of politicians running things. And you have the Ocasio-Cortez, you have Ilhan Omar, you have all these younger individuals that feel like they're not getting heard. And so when you see the Clintons and you see Bernie Sanders and you see Pelosi's and you see Trump and you see Biden and you see, you know, this kind of, you know, older guard, you just wonder what's going to happen in terms of, you know, people having longevity, youth, and if that's going to be the next big push, as a lot of younger individuals who are now steering a lot of policy want to be heard. And I'm not saying younger people are the ones that are going to be much more liberal and all that. In the Democratic Party, they seem to be, but I think you have younger individuals who are very, you know, still conservative and still like a lot of centrist, moderate, less pendulum swinging sort of policy. But we are going to see a tsunami of younger individuals being put forward in terms of these positions. I don't think Biden's going to be able to run again in the next few years. So it'll either be Kamala Harris, unless, you know, one of my predictions was he might retire and say, look, I'm giving you guys the first female president. Look at what I did. And he might retire and put her into that role even sooner so he gets some credit for it. I don't know. But we are going to have younger leadership. If Trump does run, that might, and he does make it back into the White House, then it might not be so much in the executive branch. But in terms of the other branches, I think we are going to see more and more youth. So, you know, how will that work? Well, you know, obviously younger individuals, okay, you know, they have a much different, the millennials, the Gen Zs, they have a much different look on where the country's going, what the future looks like, as opposed to those older baby boomer Gen Xs. Gen X's are probably going to, you know, Gen X's are still kind of middle aged at this point. Although I'm going to be a senior soon. I know it's going to come. It's going to come. But you know, it's a different world. Things that worked in the past, things that might have worked in the 80s, in the 70s, in the 60s, don't seem to apply now. And I think there is going to be a push for younger people. And it might just be, that might even be the political slogan. It might just be, put some younger people in there. And you know, I'm amazed that we got this far with a Dr. Fauci and a Pelosi and a Biden. I'm amazed. But Biden's, one of his biggest criticisms and one of the things that is really going to hurt him in the election among Democrats isn't Afghanistan and supply chain crisis and all the other BS and mandates. It's his age. I talk to Democrats and liberals all the time. I talk to conservatives and Republicans, and they always bring up his age. They always bring up his age. And that stinks. I don't want age brought up. I mean, look at Betty White. Betty White could have run the country at 99. So, Joe Madden. I mean, we're living longer. And so age doesn't bother me. Cognitive deficit does. You know, ability to remember things and to call your vice president correctly by their name, you know, or address your cabinet correctly. Those are things that are crucial. But I think Joe Biden has definitely put into the spotlight why age could be a liability in terms of politics. And so Nancy Pelosi, this was already planned out. In order for her to get this, you know, leadership, she had to kind of work the deal or she was going to be gone in 2022. But this is something that I think the Democrats need in terms of, look, let's show you what we got. Let's let a Gen X or a millennial or a Gen Z have a voice. Let us show you what we got. Okay, this isn't about mommy and daddy or grandma and grandpa being in charge. And I'm not saying that to insult. I think people who are seasoned and understand politics have seen the breadth of things and they understand a lot more about what's going on. And a lot of younger individuals might be more, you know, driven by that social media and by that headline. But, you know, right now, when you look at the old guard, we aren't really seeing a lot of confidence. Fauci is not inspiring a lot of confidence. In fact, I just saw another headline calling him flip-flop. Because he's talking about, well, now maybe we need to test if we're going to let people out of 5-day isolation. And so that's not because of his age. That's not his age. But I think, you know, it's this idea that older individuals kind of maybe want to hedge. They want to maybe protect. They've been burned before. Whereas some younger individuals might be like, you know what, I'm just going to go for it. So it'll be very interesting to see what happens. But I am expecting we're going to see a whole new young wave taking over. 1-877-DAFT-DALI.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we have a new variant of COVID, okay? They don't think it's going to outcompete with Omicron, but apparently it has 46 mutations. It's been found in France, but they think it might have come from Cameroon. Now, this is just breaking, so I apologize. We're kind of getting some of this information now. They think people traveling from Cameroon, so the African country, might have brought it to France. It's called the B1640.2. It was first detected by experts at the IHU Mediterranean infection in Marseille. The new variant in COVID patients from Fort Calquier in the Alpes de Haute-Provence region was announced last month. And so this new variant is a little bit concerning because there has been an outbreak and it has 46 mutations. Now, it does not look like it's outcompeting Omicron yet, because in France, apparently Omicron is now making up about 60% of cases. I can't tell you how many cases in the U.S. is Omicron, because remember, it went from 29% of the cases to 70-something, and I was like, how the hell did that happen in 24 hours? And they're like, oh, we're wrong. You know, it was back down more. So, oh, my nose is running. So, sadly, these mutations keep coming. Very interesting that we're getting many of our, this is something, though, that I want to talk about, how we're getting our Omicron or variants from Africa. So Omicron came from South Africa. They're saying this variant, although we don't know how much of a threat it's going to be, again, coming from Africa. So if Africa, most of Africa is below the equator, we're looking at these variants being brewed in their summer. I find that very interesting. Unless it came out of their winter or their flu season, and then started to make its way. But the fact that it was picked up in France is very interesting. And again, we just got this. I don't have a lot of information. They say the mutant strain has about 46 mutations. I'm getting this actually from Daily Mail. They say 12 cases have been spotted to date, linked to travel to Cameroon. And they say that the strain was discovered by academics. They don't think it's been spreading rapidly, but they have at least 12 confirmed cases. Now, again, if nobody's looking for it, nobody's looking for it, so we won't know how many cases. But again, it has the E484K mutation. This is something we've seen since the beta variant. It allows it to outsmart the vaccines. And again, here we are. Oh, it also has the N501Y mutation. That's one of the first mutations we saw with the alpha variant, which helps it become more transmissible. So here we are. Again, 2 years out from original COVID, maybe longer, because I still think it got leaked or left the lab or something happened in August of 2019, that we have these mutations, N501Y, E484K. These are common mutations, and these waves keep coming and keep hitting us, and we still don't have a vaccine that has been formulated for these mutations. When can we do that, please? Can we finally do it? I understand people spent a lot of money on the older vaccines, but you guys promised that you would fine-tune it to the mutations. I think it's about time. I think we have enough evidence that these mutants and these variants have the same flipping mutations over and over and over again. Go ahead and make the new vaccine. So how has Omicron fared in vaccinated individuals? So remember I told you last week, was it last week or 2 weeks ago, the UK had given a snapshot of what they saw in the hospital in the UK. About 55,000 hospitalizations, 55,000 cases of COVID at the time, 132 people had been hospitalized, 80% of those were vaccinated, 20% of those either had only one shot or none. So I don't want to say Omicron is a disease of the vaccinated because, again, you know, our immunity is waning, but we aren't seeing so much this to be a quote-unquote, you know, virus of the unvaccinated. We see it across anybody, whether they're vaccinated or not. And many of the patients that I saw, because I've been seeing patients throughout the whole holiday on over the phone, many of them report, interesting, where they feel a slime in the back of their throat, like a coating, then the cough, and the runny nose, headache, body aches, mild fever, loss of voice, pink eye. Little bit different from some of the other previous COVID where body aches, shivers, fever, cough. This seemed to be a lot more throat related and a lot more grimy, I don't know what the word for it is, with the coating. It's a very, very interesting, a little different presentation, very, very gooey. Luckily, most of the Omicron cases are mild, but some of the patients I'm seeing, it's still lagging on, they still have fevers, they still have cough, some of them having chest pain, some of them still ending up in the hospital. So Omicron, in and of itself, I don't think it's completely benign. We're hoping that this might turn the table, give us some extra immunity to these mutations, because obviously the vaccines aren't. And the vaccines are giving us basic immunity, but in terms of these mutations, you know, it almost takes you getting the real thing for now until they update the vaccines. But this Omicron is nothing to joke about. We told you there was a lady, a nurse in the UK, this is fascinating, where she was given Viagra right before she died, right before she was about to be taken off the ventilator to die, and she turned it around. So there's, we talked about Viagra, how Viagra can improve blood flow to the lungs, improve blood flow to the penis, blood flow to organs, and sildenafil is the generic main ingredient within Viagra. Viagra is a phosphodiesterase type 5 inhibitor. And they found that when she was given it 72 hours prior to her being taken off the ventilator, she improved. She called it a Christmas miracle. This is 37-year-old Monica Almeida. So 72 hours from her ventilator calling it, the Viagra reversed it. Now, Viagra, she had apparently signed a consent to be a part of a trial. There's clinical trials right now going on. In fact, researchers, and I just posted an article on this, researchers think that the Viagra pushes blood flow to damaged body parts from COVID, like the lungs or other organs. They also think that Viagra could interfere with some of the inflammatory response and the cytokine storm. So we're looking at now Viagra, in addition to Benadryl, fluvoxamine, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. We are seeing these drugs that have been used for other things, possibly having a role repurposing for COVID. Now, I'm not saying everybody go on Viagra, but wow, I mean, that is some fantastic news that somebody could respond that quickly to Viagra. Does Viagra get all the credit? I don't know. Maybe luck of the draw. Maybe it was a Christmas miracle people prayed. But the fact that she was a part of a trial, was able to get sildenafil and recover, some promising news. Now, health officials are starting to listen, okay, to those of us who said, guys, a lot of these masks aren't working. And I think they're starting to come around, and you're going to see more and more headlines saying, guys, you need a better mask. Well, thank you. That's what we've been saying from the beginning. So basically, these masks that a lot of people have been using, underwear, gaiters, sports masks, even though the CDC says, look, as long as they're form-fitting, you know, and they have multiple layers, you could use them, they're not cutting it. Because all these mask mandates, in my neck of the woods, we still have mask mandates in indoor public places. People still got COVID. So COVID is still, you know, getting through. Well, the Mayo Clinic is now saying, look, if you're going to come in, if you're going to be a visitor or a patient, you all have to wear medical-grade masks. If not, we're going to give you one. So they say, due to the growing wave of infection from the Omicron variant and the urgent need to strengthen all layers of protection against COVID-19, Mayo Clinic is asking all patients and visitors to wear surgical or procedural masks. Patients with unacceptable masks are those with exhalation valves, neck gaiters, bandanas. They will be required to wear medical-grade masks, meaning the N95, the KN95, surgical or procedural, and if not, Mayo Clinic will provide them. So ever since the beginning, multiple doctors have said, look, guys, these masks are probably not cutting it. And people were saying, oh, you're anti-mask. And I know I'm not anti-mask. I'm pro the proper mask. And I think we have done a huge disservice with all the rules and regulations we've done, and people have been wearing half-assed stuff on their face. Remember there was a woman in New Zealand, I think? Was it New Zealand or South Africa? Might have been South Africa, where she was in a store. She had to buy something. They said she needed a mask, so she took off her panties and put them on her face. How is that sterile? How is that protecting against COVID? And so, you know, people are like, I wear my mask. Remember I told you early on in the pandemic, there were, right after the mask mandates, people were getting COVID, and they were getting kind of yelled at by staff saying, well, you should have worn your mask. And they're like, but I did. I did wear the mask. Well, it wasn't a medical-grade mask. Give people access to these masks. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. we now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FDA now making some COVID-related changes. The agency now shortening the time needed between getting two doses of a Pfizer coronavirus vaccine and an additional booster shot from 6 months to at least 5 months. Also, certain immunocompromised kids can now get a third Pfizer vaccine dose. The White House is announcing it will invest $1 billion in an effort to boost competition in the meat processing industry. The Biden administration is planning to allocate the funds from the American Rescue Plan to independent meat and poultry producers as part of the effort to lower prices for U.S. consumers. Biden on Monday meeting virtually with family and independent farmers and ranchers to talk about the plan to create a more competitive, fair, resilient meat and poultry sector. You're listening to USA Radio News. More people on the East Coast are in the dark as a major winter storm moves through the area. It's bringing snow to Virginia, Washington, D.C., Maryland, and some other states. More than 300,000 Virginians are in the dark. More than 50,000 in Maryland don't have power as well. The system's still affecting parts of North Carolina where more than 150,000 don't have electricity. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is giving an update on his state's response to the surge of COVID-19 cases. He raises the issue of testing and President Biden's promise to send 500 million at-home test kits to Americans.
There's obviously a crunch on the availability of tests. We were promised a lot of these home tests. That's the federal government has total control over that. They've promised hundreds of millions of tests. I don't know when that's coming, if it'll come.
Florida, one of many states seeing a surge in COVID-19 cases. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. We are going to get this cough cold, get through this cough, cold, and flu season. You know, what's interesting, I was at dinner with some friends of mine who are physicians, and they had said they had read something where one of the reasons why some of these COVID tests are not showing up positive at home is because we're not swabbing the back of our throat. We're swabbing our nose. And this is something I'd spoken to you guys about where some of you are starting off with diarrhea or nausea. You're running and taking your COVID test, sticking it in your nose, and it's not positive. And so I had said, look, You know, until we do rectal COVID exams like they do in China, not that I'm looking forward to that, you're probably going to miss a lot of COVID. And so, unfortunately, I think a lot of people are showing up negative on their home tests. In fact, I worked all weekend, and the patients I saw online, many of them had said that their first few COVID tests were negative. First few. So, you know, the box comes with two tests. So you could test right away, and then you could also test a few days later to go back. So they give you two. So what a lot of people are doing is, if they're negative for the first time around, then they're going ahead. I'm sorry, my nose keeps running. If they're negative first time out, then they could go ahead and retest. That's what I did. I tested myself twice, negative still. I lost a little bit of my voice because I've been working the whole time, and my nose was running. So I'm like, let me just make sure I don't have COVID. Luckily, no. But so a lot of people are doing the two tests. So they go, oh, I've tested multiple times. Well, the problem is if you're missing it or if you don't have enough of it in your nose, you're not going to pick up the nose sample. So you're starting to see a lot of people say, swab your throat first. They say, swab your throat first, then stick it in the nose, and then do your home test. It might do it. I tried that. I was still negative, you know, because, again, I just wanted to make sure because I was going to see some friends for New Year's, and I just didn't want to expose them. And then afterwards, I'm like, I still want to make sure. So, you know, thank God, no for me, but it's one of those things where it's like, you know, that might not hurt to go ahead and swab the back of the throat first and then the nose when you're doing the home test. So, all right, the FDA has approved boosters for kids age 12 to 15. Now the kids are going back to school, but very interestingly, which you really haven't heard, the FDA has now shortened the time between getting your Pfizer booster from 6 months to 5. Now, I don't know about the Moderna. The Moderna, it sounds like they still want 6 months, but the FDA has reduced the Pfizer booster to 5 months, down from 6. Now, this is kind of fascinating because you're kind of looking at this going, oh, wait a second. I thought our immunity was supposed to last longer. The reason why with the Johnson & Johnson you get the booster after 2 months is they found after 2 months the immunity drops. But interestingly, for Pfizer, they say, maybe do it at the five-month mark. Well, maybe it's because they're realizing that the vaccines, it's kind of not having that punch you need long term. The other thing I'm concerned about is I think they realize that they need to get the newer vaccines out and they need to get rid of their current supply. So they're like, look, guys, anybody that's due for a booster, go ahead and get it now. In fact, according to CNBC, the agency has also authorized a third vaccine dose as part of the primary series of shots for kids 5 through 11 who have compromised immune systems. So if you have a child who's 5 to 11, has a compromised immune system, they can also go ahead and get their booster. Of course, talk to their doctor. So in terms of safety concerns, many of you are like, you know, what's going on? How are these kids doing? So I haven't heard back on what happened with those two children that died. And I know they were investigating those deaths. They had multiple medical issues and seizure disorders. And so they were looking at to see if maybe there was something that could have been more along that line. So once we get more information, but again, you don't see any headlines, and not a lot of people are talking about the myocarditis cases or all that. But for the most part, the headlines are saying, for the most part, these kids are safe with their booster. Again, talk to your doctor. I don't want to make that decision for you. But, you know, us getting our boosters earlier, many of you just got Omicron. Yeah, they say 50% of us are getting exposed or will have had it or have already had it. And so the question I keep being asked is, so I get my booster now anyway? So there's two answers to this. According to the CDC, if you are in isolation, no, you don't go and get a booster if you're in isolation. If you're currently sick with COVID, you wait until you're done being sick, you get out of isolation. Once you're out of isolation, you can get it. But on the flip side, many people are like, but wait a second, if I've got the natural immunity, why am I getting a booster? So, medically, what's going on? Can you get a booster right after being ill? Well, for years, we have done that. In the vaccine world, as long as you weren't actively sick, trying to fight something else, we would go ahead and give you your flu shot, your vaccines. And the reason why is in the medical community, the sooner the better. The sooner we could induce immunity, the better. And this Omicron, even though it's milder, it is still scary. I'm still seeing people in the hospital. That fully vaccinated nurse in the UK that ended up getting COVID and was on a ventilator, okay, that's some scary stuff. That means vaccinated people are still at risk. So obviously, if you didn't get boosted and that extra immunity is, or that extra dose is offering some immunity, I can completely agree with how that can protect you. But if you just had Omicron, I really wish we had some tests out there where as long as your antibodies are above a certain threshold, you could relax a little bit. But that's not what's happening. So according to medical officials right now, as long as you're not sick and in isolation or quarantine, you could go ahead and get your booster. And they want you to get your booster. Because Omicron, possibly this new variant of France, whatever's going on, there is this concern that you could obviously be exposed. Or worse is coming. And when I see people who are vaccinated that are still hospitalized with COVID, you know, it is concerning. You know, especially since they didn't get their booster, that bothers me. But I am dying to know how well people are doing that got it naturally. So many people got COVID and got the Omicron, and they could have already some real nice antibodies and real nice immunity. And in fact, this booster hesitancy is growing. A lot of people do not want to get the booster. They're like, look, I had Omicron, or I just had COVID in the fall. Why do I need to get an additional shot, put less in my body? And they aren't completely wrong or out of whack or anti-vax for that idea. I mean, your body's been through a lot. I mean, you know, do we really want to keep hitting it and hitting it and hitting it, especially if you just went through a COVID infection? Now, are they going to mandate boosters? Probably. We're already seeing that. Remember I told you the definition of quote-unquote fully vaccinated is changing. In fact, we're seeing universities, they might even consider domestic travel needing a boosted dose in addition to your being vaccinated. Any day now, they're going to say whatever vaccine we got last year is not good enough. So keep in mind, you might have to get a booster anyway. And even though you just had COVID and you might have that super immunity, or they even said there's some people out there who have been nurses since nurses and doctors who have from the start not gotten sick with COVID, have been on the front line. They have some supernatural super genes that are preventing them from getting COVID. It doesn't matter. They're going to probably still want you to get that and get the booster. My guess also is they want to get rid of the additional shots they have, because eventually somebody's going to have to start rolling out the newly formulated vaccines with the variants. If this new variant in France has the same gosh darn mutations, the N501Y and the E484K mutation, we finally need the boosters that have the proper, that are, if we're making spike proteins with these vaccines, they need the ones that are the spike proteins with the mutations. They need to be the ones that are newly formulated. So that's my guess. But Omicron is real. People are being hospitalized. People are getting pretty sick. I'm seeing it with my patient group. I understand a lot of you guys have concerns about the vaccines. I understand that, but that's what I'm seeing. So yes, we are recommending boosters. But if you've just had COVID, talk to your doctor first. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here.
How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the Consumer Electronics Show is starting in Las Vegas. Usually the event is about 4 days, but it looks like they're going to cut it down to 3 days. And in fact, a lot of big name companies are no longer attending in person. Now, CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, is one of the biggest probably conventions we get, and it has some of the coolest things because it shows us what is coming, you know, with tech and all the cool stuff that's coming around the bend. And so companies really like the one-on-one. I don't know how well the virtual went last year, but because of Omicron and because of everything going on, also, who knows, probably money issues, even though the show will go on, already I believe exhibitors and people coming are starting to drop. I believe this starts January 5th. Many big-name companies have pulled out in person, will still be virtual, including Amazon, Google, Microsoft, Meta, TikTok. So CES might not have the big comeback that we were kind of hoping for. 55 million cases of coronavirus in the U.S. was reported as of today. Our death toll since the pandemic began is at about 824,000. So CEO Gary Shapiro of CTA said in a statement that canceling CES right now would impact the smaller companies that are banking on this event to promote themselves and their products to the world. Shapiro also notes that he understands there will be big gaps on the show floor, which will be different from previous years. They say, we are mindful of concerns that CES could be an event where the Omicron variant can spread. It's huge. It is a big conference. It's something that, big convention, and we are in kind of right now the throes of this Omicron wave. So they're going to require masks. They're going to require vaccine testing, offer free tests. They were anticipating 50,000 to 75,000 attendees. This is down from 170,000 that came a couple years ago. But the last CES still did bring in some money, just it's not, though that was actually the last physical one. Last physical one brought in about $300 million to my neck of the woods. But a lot going on, of course, and so we'll see what happens. So hopefully though, we'll still be able to, you know, tell you guys about some of the cool tech stuff as it comes. I know there's been some issues in terms of 5G, and I think the government is a little bit nervous about how that will impact, you know, airlines and I guess if the 5G rollout isn't delayed, airlines think it's going to disrupt flights. This is kind of interesting. I don't really get a lot of how my phone works and how 5G works, but AT&T and Verizon, we have been told, according to Barron's, have refused requests from the U.S. government to delay the January 5th launch of their new 5G services. Airlines for America trade group warned of increased flight disruptions. Now, already the airlines are having their slew of issues because of all their cancellations. I think there's over 2,800 cancellations right now today. They've been having short staff, weather, COVID, so many things going on. Well, January 5th could be a little bit of a cluster with the 5G rollout. Who knew that it could affect the airlines? Trade group represents American, Delta, FedEx, UPS, and according to Carter Yang, managing director Industry Communications for Airlines for America, said the airworthiness directive issued by the FAA on December 7th identified safety concerns and potential restrictions that could be highly disruptive to the national airspace system, air travelers, shipping public, global supply chain, and our employees. So that's interesting because we have 32 million travelers, they say, 345,000 passenger flights, 5,400 cargo flights that could be affected by delays, diversions, or cancellations, all because of 5G. So the Airlines for America filed an emergency petition with the Federal Communications Commission to stop the deployment of 5G technologies near 135 airports. I don't know why they're by the airports, but I guess they are. AT&T, or doesn't matter, isn't it? Like, I could be in a plane and still access my phone. I don't know. Anyway, they say AT&T and Verizon on Sunday said they could pause the rollout of 5G services by 6 months to match limits imposed by regulators in France, according to the Wall Street Journal. But that's, to me, fascinating that our phones could disrupt travel. That's scary. Not even fascinating. That's even scary. In fact, you know, when they said to shut off your phones, I used to think, okay, it's because our phone could affect the flight. And my husband is a pilot. He's like, no, it's just they don't want you talking on the phone. They don't want you, this was early on, you know, they don't want you not paying attention. It's not, the planes won't go down. Well, now we're kind of being told that this could really disrupt flights and communication. So that's some serious stuff. So shut off your phones, I guess, when they tell you to, because I don't know what the heck is going on. I also don't know what the heck is going on with these mandates. Apparently, hundreds of unvaccinated employees at public colleges and universities in Nevada were canned on Friday because the Board of Regents voted to keep a staff vaccine mandate in effect. Now, I thought this vote didn't keep the mandate in effect because it had to be renewed. But we're being told that the Nevada System of Higher Education Board of Regents on Thursday were deadlocked 6-6 on a measure to repeal the staff vaccine mandate, and then rejected a measure to push the effective termination date back 2 weeks. Without majority support for the repeal, the mandate remained in effect. So higher education officials said on Friday that about 400 employees were being terminated. 188 attribution employees ended their contracts, 18 voluntarily resigned. Employees who are fired can seek reinstatement if they show they got their vaccine. The majority of them are in Southern Nevada, so a bunch are at UNLV, College of Southern Nevada. So the staff mandate is in effect, even though the students don't necessarily have to be vaccinated. Last week, an emergency mandate imposed on students by the State Board of Health expired. So the legislative panel, with that 6-6 tie vote, decided against making it permanent. So the mandate isn't in effect for the students, but it is in effect for, I guess, the staff. So we're still having people fired and canned because of, the mandate. It doesn't make a lot of sense. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So they say thousands of men who are battling prostate cancer could be cured with a, quote, game-changing hour-long operation that uses electrical currents to destroy the tumors. And this is called nano-knife therapy. Surgeons at the University College London Hospital have already worked with it, and it helps to prevent needing your prostate removed or radiotherapy, and it's called NanoKnife. It's been amazing, simple, quick, and has less side effects. Now, men that deal with prostate cancer sadly can have impotence, can have pain, could have a whole variety of issues, urinary issues. I even had a patient with stool issues, and so this is fascinating if we could have more precise sort of technology. In fact, they've already used this for liver and pancreatic cancers. So the process is called irreversible electroporation, which involves sending electrical pulses into tumors, which cut open the membranes of cells. It's targeted, it increases the level of precision, and then it reduces the, you know, innocent bystander casualties of other cells. So no knives, but they call it NanoKnife. And there's a needle puncture through the skin. Then they use ultrasound to locate the prostate tumor. Then they insert up to 4 needles around it, and then they pass an electric current. It damages the cell membranes. The cancerous cells will shrink and die. It's done under general anesthesia. Takes around 45 minutes. And I think you even get to go home and you don't have to stay in the hospital. So as you know, prostate cancer affects 1 in 6 men across our lifetime. 50,000 cases are found every year, and so when we find it, obviously the earlier the better. Some people, the prostate cancer outlives them because they die of other reasons. But for those people that do have prostate cancer, in the U.S., it kills about 26,000 men each year. We do need to, you know, still treat this and be aggressive when it is an aggressive cancer. So fascinating news. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.